Legendary Western Massachusetts-based activist Frances Crowe is celebrating her 100th birthday Friday. To honor her longtime advocacy for peace, nuclear disarmament, civil rights, and clean energy, a series of events are scheduled in Northampton, where Crowe has lived since the 1950s. The tributes begin, fittingly, with a march on Saturday. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with one of the organizers, Claudia Lefko.
Frances didn't want a birthday party. She wanted people to come out, get in the street with a sign indicating their commitment to work towards the issues they care about and that she cares about into the future. We're trying to make the event about the future, not about the last 100 years. This is Frances's way. She wants to make sure everybody is doing what they need to do so that the planet will continue on.
And so what are people being asked to do specifically on Saturday?
People are being asked to come to 33 Holly Street, which is the new Arts Trust building in Northampton, come to 33 Holly Street with a sign, with having a message of something that you care about or that concerns you. Bring your sign. We're going to march. So they'll meet at 33 Holly Street, and we're going to walk from there, led by the expandable brass band, to Main Street. It's just a little ways. Then we're going to just walk up and down Main Street with the band and with our signs, and then we'll go back into 33 Holly Street. When we return, there's a big indoor space, and we'll have a bit of a celebration inside.
And so any cause at all?
Any cause at all. I mean, people can bring signs about, we hope they bring signs about poetry. We hope they bring signs about the media. We hope they bring signs against the war. I mean, essentially, Frances's life has been about public engagement with meaningful issues. Issues that are going to improve the world. And so whatever it is that people are working on, it can be public education. Like, everything is a little bit falling apart right now, so there's a lot of work to do. And we know people are working in their own way on a wide range of things, from the climate to their politics, whatever they're working on. And so those are the issues. That's kind of our commitment to Frances that we will carry on.
Talk about if you would about her about Frances's legacy and now she intends to march on Saturday, right? Although she is, as I understand it, she's confined to a wheelchair now.
Yes.
She will be out there.
Frances will be out there. Her whole family is coming. Her children, her three children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren are all coming. And so she will be in a wheelchair. You know, Frances, it's hard to describe Frances's legacy because she seems very unique to me. She's somebody who not only has a lot of ideas herself about what should happen and how you could make it happen, but she's also a very good listener and open to other people's ideas, and in that way able to support them, to push them forward with their ideas. She's all about, if you ask me, over her lifetime, trying to create and become part of the beloved community that Dr. Martin Luther King talked about and that the Quakers talk about. This is her legacy. So her reach is really wide. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the things she's touched in the Valley, the institutions she's influenced, and the work she's done on so many different issues. And I think an indication of that is the fact that the events are all being co-sponsored by Historic Northampton, where Frances is one of their, she was their first ever living history person. They have six of them now. And she's also, her papers are all, her work is at the Smith, Sophia Smith Collection Women's History Archives. Let me just say that again. The Smith College, Sophia Smith Collection of Women's History Archives. So these two institutions have long recognized Frances's contribution to the community. And so we're getting them on board with this celebration because we are acknowledging her past and we also want to push it forward. So if I can go on, part of the celebration is is that next week, a week from Thursday, on March 21st, Amy Goodman from the show Democracy Now! Is coming to talk at Smith in Francis's honor. And this is being co-sponsored by the Smith Archives. And then ongoing, we're going to be having an exhibit at the Center for the Arts in Northampton, which is located at 33 Holly Street. And the part of the exhibit is already up. Our local sculptor, Harriet Diamond, has made a sculpture of Francis that has been installed there. And at some point in the early 2000s, she did a series of sculptures about people who were standing in the weekly vigil in front of the courthouse in Northampton. So that is already set up at the Center for the Arts. And after the march, we're going to ask people to leave their signs there. And the center has agreed we will hang them up in an exhibit of what are the issues and what is the beauty of the message, basically. And so it will be up at the Center for the Arts through the month of March.
Frances Crowe first came to prominence, I guess you would say, when during the Vietnam War, she counseled young men facing induction into the military through the draft, counseled them right in her own home, and that was the beginning of the Northampton chapter of the American Friends Service Committee.
Her activism really was ignited by the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And she literally describes herself as like running into the street, looking for other people who were very disturbed, upset, you know, by this, and wondering what to do, like how would she find other people to work with her against this, what had just been unleashed on the world. And to this day, she's involved in a committee, you know, in town that's working to abolish nuclear weapons. So, you know, her conscience drives her to react. So she's always looking for people to react with. And that was the first event in her own life that's, you know, spurred her into action.
I remember Frances Crowe telling me a few years ago that she could not remember how many times she had been arrested at various protests. And I know most recently, just a couple of years ago, in fact, she was arrested at a protest against a pipeline expansion through state forest land in the Berkshires.
And actually, I was just talking with Bill Newman, who's a local ACLU lawyer. He had some statistic about how many sheets and sheets and sheets of arrest records you could find if you were to go through her records. So, yeah. And Frances's response, of course, is always to say, no matter how many times I've been arrested, it's not enough.